Welcome to the GTC podcast. Hello guys, hello and welcome to the GTC podcast. So it's bit of a welcome back. So it's a welcome back to all the Working Title podcast listeners, and a hello and a welcome to all of the GTC podcast listeners if you're new here, guys. So yeah, let's see if I remember how to do this. My name's PJ Harries. I'm the podcast host. As you can see, a little bit rusty. It's been a while since we recorded an episode. So this episode's going to be 29, I believe. I can't actually remember when the last episode came out. Date published 6th of the 14th. So 14th of June 20. So almost a year ago, we released our last episode, which was Ups and Downs of the Royal Marines Part 2. So yeah, almost a year later, we're releasing our next episode. Why, I guess, is the big question. Let's quickly answer that one. Pretty much just personal circumstance. You know, anyone that's been following me on my personal social media or on the new GTC, so Gibraltar Trading Company, we'll see how busy I've been over the past year setting up that as a brand and launching that, as well as holding down or trying to hold down my usual roles as a firefighter in hostile environment courses and anti-poaching and stuff like that. So yeah, that's sort of the big reason why I've been away, and why unfortunately the Working Title podcast had to take a back step. But luckily everything's leveling out a little bit now, and although the borders are opening, so that's actually meaning travel will start again, meaning I might be out working more. What it does mean is that, you know, with everything else going on for me at the moment, it's leveling out where I can get back to podcasting. But yeah, podcasting for us now, it isn't the Working Title anymore. It's now the GTC podcast. So it's probably a good point to explain what the GTC podcast is. So GTC podcast is the podcast for the Gibraltar Trading Company brand, if you like, or community, whatever you want to call it. We brought the Working Title under the umbrella of GTC, just for ease of use, ease of management, so they can share each other's listening platform, and I can sort of showcase what we're doing on more than one platform then. So it's not just our website, which is www.gibraltartradingco.com. It's not just that, and it's not just our Instagram at Gibraltar Trading Company. It's now, you know, the GTC podcast as well. So I've got four different avenues that I can sort of reach out to you guys and tell you what GTC is about, try and give you as much in-depth information about the brand as possible, and try and touch on a few things, you know, things maybe business related, maybe just about our community base and our ethos and what we're hoping to do. So better off then, let's quickly, I've got a little list, guys, of stuff that I quickly want to talk about, because this podcast is or this episode is just me chatting away, quickly trying to update you guys, hopefully not going to ramble on for more than 10-15 minutes, just trying to update you guys, welcome new listeners and welcome you guys back, and sort of create a scope of where we're going to go with it, and why it's changed. So to any new listeners out there, or if you haven't listened for a while, a little bit of a recap of what this podcast, now known as the GTC podcast, is about and what it's meant to do. It's essentially conversations we know nothing about, and it's about making yourself just a little bit better than you were yesterday. Incremental gains, you know, just testing yourself, educating yourself. And for me, a podcast is a great way to do that. You know, you can have it on while you're on the run, while you're on a bike ride, you know, while you're in the background, while you're working, on your drive, on your commute, up and down the line. You know, it's perfect just to whack on and listen and digest information. So I like to delve into topics that I don't know anything about. I research them. I try and find out balanced opinions, both sides, and I either come on myself and I present those options, that information in as subjective as I can, sometimes offering my opinion if I think it's warranted, and it just sort of is a way to educate you guys on a few things that you might not know. So some of the episodes we've done in the past about barefoot running, about the principles of fitness, about different dietary stuff, you know, mainly around fitness stuff that I just wanted to find out more about. And then the other side of the podcast is about bringing and highlighting individuals, and it's essentially ordinary individuals doing extraordinary things. Lots of the time that is from the veteran space, excuse me, so that's from the veteran space or services, you know, whether that's ambulance, police, fire service, and that sort of thing. And it's trying to really highlight those individuals, and everybody's got a story to tell, no matter how modest they are or how minute or how much impact they think they're having on the world. Everyone has got a story to tell, and I like to try and draw that out of people. There's lessons to be learned with everyone, and everyone's got something to bring to the party, whether they believe it or not. I like to try and draw that out for you guys and for myself. So yeah, that's in a very long-winded way what the GTC podcast is, what the working title podcast was, and where we're looking to go with it. So the new name is essentially just to bring it under the umbrella of Gibraltar Trading Co. Now probably a great time to explain what GTC is, you know, what is Gibraltar Trading Co. So Gibraltar Trading Co is a brand I've set up, and it's very difficult to define, really. I wanted to create something for myself that I could build a community around. You know, I'm ticking all of the cliches here. Obviously, it's from a veteran space. It's from a services space, in terms of public service as well. But I didn't want to be just one of the other veteran-owned companies on the market. That's not downing any of them, because I'm sure every single one of them, and I've got lots of friends that are doing it, have the same sort of opinion that they want to do their own thing and carve their own path. And that's what I want to do, and that's what we want to do with GTC, is sort of just be a little bit different. We don't necessarily want to just showcase, you know, all of the gooning, all of the skulls, all of the, you know, the reapers, all of that kind of side of it. We have got an influence of that in our designs and in what we sell, because it is cool, and we do like it, but we didn't want to just do that. You know, we didn't want to also maybe hype up who we were a bit too much. We didn't want to, not naming any names, but I'm sure some of you will know who I'm talking about. There's a few Instagram accounts out there that are very tier one SF focused, you know, to coin an American phrase, you know, they're very operator based. And then you actually delve into it, and it's just, you know, they're not operators, they're soldiers. Of different levels and different skill levels and stuff. So that's not putting that down. It's kind of a shame, because in their own right, they've got a platform to launch and to build a brand off of, but they're trying to sort of maybe hype up who they are a little bit too much, or sort of draw on the SF brand and what is the SF hype at the moment, rather than just, you know, being proud and pushing what they are. So we didn't want to do any of that. But we also just wanted to release products that we like, essentially, you know. So at the moment, and we started out doing slaps, doing stickers, it was all self-taught and all came from me, really. A lot of ideas come from other royals, other mates and different people would mention something, and I'll try and create a design based off it. Hence why all the designs are pretty simple, because I'm pretty simple. But yeah, so we started with stickers. A couple of reasons for that was I like stickers. I've always had them all over my laptop, all over my kit boxes, all over my water bottles and notepads and all that. So it was like, I like them. I like pushing them out. They're a relatively inexpensive item, meaning I can really engage with my very small following. You know, I can give away we do this thing called Friday Quezzies, not every week, but most week on the Instagram. So on the Chipotle Trading Co. Instagram, we offer prizes for the Quezzies. And it's like, I can afford to take that hit of a couple of stickers at a time, one or two or three or sometimes more. And I can afford to do that because our production costs aren't huge. Whereas, you know, trying to give out a t-shirt every time would cripple us. We wouldn't be a business. And we didn't want to be another apparel company. You know, we have got some apparel and there will be more in the future, but that's not where we wanted to base our brand. We wanted to sort of bring stuff to the market that isn't in the mainstream as it is now. And mainly like stuff that is big in America, we think might be big over here because their virtual market is a bit stronger than ours. So for example, we've put out the stickers, we had a limited edition t-shirt, we've got Silky's run coming out, so like Silky Ranger Pesty Pants, the koozies have been a great big hit. Again, they're all stuff that's like, they are a thing, but they're not in the market as much as we think they should be at the moment. You know, we've got the usual baseball caps on the way, we've done the t-shirt, and we are also in the works of waiting for a sample from the manufacturer of a flannel shirt, which hopefully, it's been a nose, but hopefully we'll be able to drop that in a autumn winter drop, to snuggle up in the winter. So yeah, that's sort of what the brand is. The naming wise, so everyone's asked over and over again, why Chipotle Trading Company? There's a various reasons behind everything, but the simple sort of way to explain it is I wanted to sort of emulate the East India Trading Company and the trading companies of the past, Hudson Bay Trading Company, that sort of thing, without obviously all the bad reputation and genocide and very private military type stuff that came with it. You know, they were a big part of the British Empire and they'd done a great job in parts at creating what we have today in this country. And they also, you know, released their own products, but they also sold other products that were good as well. Hence why we say Chipotle Trading Company is a seller of fine proven wares. You know, we may or we do want to get to a point where we can be a platform to sell other people's products that we trust and would use and do use. So that's one side of where we want to go in the future, but also bring our own products that are just that little bit different. So that's the Trading Co. bit, and you can see that in some of our branding and our symbols and stuff like that, and our font is an ode to that. And then the Gibraltar thing is pretty much a nod to the Marines. There's a big sort of shared history, I won't bore you with it all, with the Royal Marines in Gibraltar. So it's sort of like a very subtle nod, if you know, you know, type thing to the Royal Marine Corps, the Royal Marine Commandos. So yeah, that's that. And then the symbol is Commando Dagger, Fairburn and Sykes Commando Dagger, not to scale, next to a fire axe. So obviously, when I left the Marines after doing a few other things, you know, I ended up in the fire service. So it's really trying to emulate all of those different things of what's created me, and what's created the ethos that I'm trying to grow within the brand. Sweet. So I think that sort of covers it. I think if you want to know more about Chipotle Trading Company, you can head over to the website, chipotletradingco.com. And have a little look. There's a bit more information on there. Or the best thing to do is listen for future episodes and jump onto the Instagram, Chipotle Trading Company, on Instagram, and have a look at the posts. You know, read some of the captions. They're all honest, guys. They're all from the heart. You know, you notice some are a bit longer than others. Some, you know, we just are trying to just give off the vibes that we're having at the time and the information that we're trying to get across. So yeah, we try and keep it simple, we try and keep it chill, we try and stay wavy. That's actually probably good. Let's quickly, I'm already going sort of up to where I wanted to go for this little podcast, but let's quickly touch on stay wavy. So we're actually honored to share that sort of phrase with Devco, so the Development Society, and they say it and sign off as well like that. And it's something that I've been saying for a while, and I think I would love to say that came out of it before then, but you know, in reality, it was probably a very similar time. If not, they influenced me saying it more and more. If you aren't aware of the Development Society, give them a look on Instagram and have a look at their website. Fantastic guys. It's a community about bettering yourself, so hence why it links in with us. But Stay Wavy for us, what it means is it's sort of like a very loose term for it is what it is, you know, roll with the punches, roll with the waves, you know, just try and remain calm, remember everything for what it is, remember who you are in what that moment, and just try and take each situation as it comes. It's easier said than done a lot of the time, but yeah, that's kind of what Stay Wavy is. It's sort of like stay with it, stay chilled, roll the punches, and try and improve every time. Just like a wave does, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So I think I've rambled on for almost long enough, guys, and I'm sort of trying to get back into it, so I won't bore you guys too long. But a quick little look at what's coming up then. So GTC podcast wise, what's coming up? So tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be recording a podcast with two former Royal Marines, which would be awesome to chat about something quite popular at the moment and also a little bit controversial. So hopefully we'll get that in tomorrow, and if and then it'll be up in a couple of days or a week or so as soon as we can. Obviously I'm saying tomorrow because when I'm recording this, but when this comes out it might not be tomorrow. You get what I mean. And then I've got a couple more in the pipeline as well. There's a couple of people that we've had on in the past that we really want to touch base with again, and try and see where they're at, especially as it's been a couple of years now. They've had some big changes in a lot of their lives, and to just be able to recap some of them would be a good sort of like full circle for the podcast, and like recap them as GTC rather than the working title. So yeah, we've got loads more episodes up and coming. In terms of Gibraltar Training Co, the brand, the pre-order for the Silkies finishes again tomorrow, but that's the 12th of June. So if you're listening after that point, you've missed the boat. And then any remaining stock, which there is a couple of, will go on the website a couple of weeks later. So that's the next things. So cheers, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please give us a, you know, if you're on any platform, please give us a subscribe. If you can, review on those platforms, whether it's Apple, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, that would be greatly appreciated. If you're not following us on our social media, the at GTC Podcast or Gibraltar Training Co, please jump over and do that. And just enjoy, guys. Any feedback at any point or anything you want to hear or don't want to hear, don't say my Goppin Essex accent because you're stuck with that. Give us a shout. If you think there's anyone that you want to hear on the podcast, we'll try and reach out to them. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure to be back. See you next time. Stay wavy. Thanks for listening to another episode of the GTC podcast. Remember, do something that makes you just a little bit better every single day. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram at GTC podcast. Thanks again. Stay wavy.